As you heard last episode, currently we're just waiting on the Criminal Court of Appeals to make their decision. Their rulings come out every Wednesday, so I've been checking the website, and there's been nothing on Ivan's case so far. As soon as they publish their decision, there will be an update. But here's the thing, there's just no way to know how long they might take. It could be weeks, it could be months. In the meantime, if you want more content on this case, there is more available. I'm relaunching the Cousins by Blood Patreon page.
I'm sure listeners have their own theories about the case. Let's hear them. I'm sure listeners have questions. If I've got the answer, I'll answer them. The Patreon page is a place to keep the conversation going while we're waiting on the next chapter of Cousins by Blood. And there's already content waiting on you. Two video interviews with Ivan. You've heard some of that audio sprinkled throughout these final episodes. Also, you can watch the video interview with Jeff Betcher. Also available, the full audio version of the 2002 deposition with Ivan for the Kitchen B. Mosqueda civil suit. You'll remember you heard a portion of that in part one of the 20-year timeline. And something you haven't heard any from before, Ivan actually gave another deposition in 2005. That time, he was deposed by both the Kitchen's attorney and the Mosqueda's attorney. That deposition goes into a lot more detail and backstory. If you want to know more about this story, you're going to want to hear that. It's over an hour and a half of audio. At $3 a month, the Patreon is a place with bonus audio and a great way to support the show. As soon as the Criminal Court of Appeals makes their decision, I'll update you. And this case will be chronicled to its conclusion on this podcast RSS feed. But until then, if you've got questions, if you've got your own theories you'd like to share, and if you want more content, join me on the Patreon page at patreon.com/cousinsbyblood.